Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Si usas la frase persona precavida vale por dos, the Colgate Total Active Prevention System is for you. Con una pasta dental reformulada, un cepillo de dientes innovador y un enjuague bucal antibacterial diseñados para trabajar juntos y ser 15 veces más eficaces al reducir el crecimiento de bacterias in just 6 weeks, starting from week one. Compared to a non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and flat trim toothbrush, helping you prevent oral health problems like cavities and gingivitis before they start. Cómpralo en shop.colgate.com/total and be dentist ready.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
For years, she belonged to Rex Huerman in a sick way. At least that's what everyone assumed. Her remains turned up during the same searches that uncovered the Gilgo Beach victims. Same desolate stretch of Oregon or Ocean Parkway. Same plastic bags. Same shady scrubland where Long Island buries its secrets. When you find a dismembered woman a few miles from 4 murdered women, all disposed of the same quarter, you draw a line between the dots. That's how investigations work. That's how pattern recognition works. And Rex Huerman, the Manhattan architect with the planning documents and the kill lists and the DNA on the burlap sacks, he had a pattern. 7 women spanning nearly 2 decades, the methodical monster hiding behind blueprints and a suburban family. So when Tanya Jackson and her 2-year-old daughter were found scattered along that same highway, it made a certain kind of terrible sense. They were his. They had to be, right? But they weren't. And just adding another layer to this story, one that everyone wants to wrap up so neatly in a bow with the word Long Island serial killer Lisk or Gilgo Beach killer, as if it's just one, as if you whack that mole, problem's done, right? But as we know with whack-a-mole, you're not just hitting one mole. They just keep popping up. You hit one down, there's another one over here. That is really how you need to look at Gilgo Beach. Gilgo Beach, Long Island, it's one giant whack-a-mole game. Rex Huerman is certainly one of them. Well, at least he's alleged to be. But there's more. This week, police in Florida arrested a 66-year-old man named Andrew Dykes. He's been charged with two counts of murder, Tanya Denise Jackson and Tatiana Marie Dykes. Or Tatiana, rather, Marie Dykes. And here's the part that rewires everything you thought you knew about this case. Andrew Dykes is Tatiana's biological father. Yeah. He allegedly killed his own two-year-old daughter, dismembered her mother, dumped their bodies across Long Island like trash, and for 28 years, while the Gilgo Beach investigation swirled and Rex Heuermann's name dominated headlines, Andrew Dykes was living in Florida, free, unquestioned, corresponding or cooperating with authorities, at least, according to police statements from just 7 months ago. Cooperating. So let's back up, because this story has been misunderstood for almost three decades. And Tanya Jackson deserves better than being a footnote in someone else's crimes. On January 28th in 1997, it was a Saturday, someone is walking through the woods beside McDonald Pond at Hampstead Lake State Park in Nassau County, New York, and they find something that doesn't belong. A green Rubbermaid container, the kind you'd use to store holiday decorations or old clothes. It's partially covered with black plastic garbage bags. God knows, whatever you're going to find inside that Rubbermaid container covered with black plastic garbage bags along that stretch in Nassau County, it's going to be good, right? It's treasure. You're going to find something wonderful inside. Surprise! That's not someone's old Christmas decorations. Inside is a torso of a woman. No head, no arms, no legs below the knee, just a torso. And her left breast, a tattoo, a heart-shaped peach with a bite taken out of it, two drops falling from the core. The tattoo becomes her only identity. Investigators release the image to the public. They publish it in the National Tattoo Magazine, hoping someone will recognize the artist's work, hoping someone will come forward and say, I know her. I made that tattoo. If the heart-shaped peach with a bite taken out of it, that's me. I did that. Well, no one comes forward. And she's known as Peaches going forward, a Jane Doe with the nickname because of the tattoo on her breast. A woman reduced to a piece of fruit inked on her boob. The case goes cold. Years pass. The green Rubbermaid container and its contents fade into the filing cabinets of Unsolved Homicide and Peaches. Vanishes or waits, depending on how you look at it. And December 2010 comes around. Police in Long Island are searching for a missing woman named Shannon Gilbert. She's a sex worker who vanishes after fleeing a client's home in Oak Beach. They've been combing the brush along Ocean Parkway, a barren strip of highway that cuts through the barrier islands, when they start finding bodies. Four of them, all women, all wrapped in burlap, all within 500 feet of each other. Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, Amberlynn Costello, and Maureen Brainerd Barnes. They become known as the Gilgo Four, and the investigation explodes. A serial killer on Long Island, women who advertised on Craigslist, who fell through the cracks of a system that didn't look too hard when they disappeared. The national media descends, Netflix makes a movie, and the searches continue. April of 2011, investigators are still walking that stretch of Ocean Parkway, still pulling remains out of the sand and the scrub. On April 4th, they find a skeletal remain of a toddler near Overlook Beach, a little girl wrapped in a blanket inside a plastic bag. She's maybe 2 years old. They call her Baby Doe. 7 days later, on April 11th, they find a plastic bag containing the arms and legs of an adult woman near Jones Beach State Park. DNA testing confirms what no one wanted to believe. The adult remains belong to Peaches, the woman whose torso was found 14 years earlier in Hampstead Lake State Park, and Baby Doe is her daughter. Some pieces of the puzzle put together in a metaphorical and quite literal way. Think about that geography for a second. The torso in 97, dumped at Hampstead Lake. The arms, the legs, and the child's body in 2011, found 8 miles away along Ocean Parkway. The killer didn't just murder this woman. He dismembered her, separated her from her child, and herself, literally separated herself, and scattered her across multiple locations over what appears to be years. Never left behind her skull. To this day, Tanya Jackson's head has never been recovered. Someone went to extraordinary lengths to make sure this woman could never be identified. And for 28 years, it seemed to work. The assumption, once Peaches and Baby Doe were found near Gilgo Beach, was that they belonged to the same killer. Same disposal corridor, same plastic bag, same anonymity of the victims, the same Long Island serial killer. Whoever he was had claimed a mother and a child. Kind of fit the narrative, not extremely well, but it's another woman. It's a new one for a kid. It made the horror coherent in a way. One monster, one graveyard, one investigation. But there were always details that didn't quite line up. Peaches was found in 97. The Gilgo Four were killed between 2007 and 2010. That's 10 years after. A decade-long gap where the presumed serial killer wasn't dumping bodies along Ocean Parkway, or at least wasn't dumping them where anyone found them. The method of disposal was similar, but not identical. Peaches was in a Rubbermaid container. The Gilgo Four were wrapped in burlap. And there was one detail that nobody talked about much, but it mattered. Tanya Jackson and Tatiana Dykes were the only known black victims found in the Gilgo Beach searches. Every other victim was white. It doesn't prove anything on its own, but serial killers tend to have patterns, and race is often part of those patterns. Still, for years, the working theory held Peaches and Baby Doe were Gilgo victims. The investigation into their deaths was folded into the larger task force, and when Rex Heuermann was arrested in July of 23, when the DNA from a pizza crust and the cell phone records and the hair matching his wife finally came and gave investigators a name to attach to the horror, the question became, was he responsible for Peaches and Baby Doe too? As recently as April of this year, police wouldn't say. Nassau County Detective Lieutenant Stephen Fitzpatrick stood at the press conference and told reporters, I'm not saying it is Rex Heuermann, and I'm not saying it's not. We are proceeding as if it's not, but keeping our eyes wide open. That was 7 months ago. 7 months of keeping eyes wide open. And now we know what they saw. Tanya Denise Jackson was born on October 22nd of 1970 in Mobile, Alabama. She served in the United States Army from 93 to 95, stationed at bases in Texas, Georgia, and Missouri. Gulf War era, she was a veteran. After her service, she ended up in Brooklyn, living with her daughter, possibly working as a medical assistant at a doctor's office. She drove back in 1991 Geo Storm. For those that remember those, she was 26 years old when she died. And she was estranged from her family. That detail matters more than almost anything else in this case because it explains why no one came looking. Tanya Jackson and her 2-year-old daughter disappeared from Brooklyn sometime in 1997 and nobody reported them missing. No frantic calls to police, no desperate searches, no family members posting flyers or calling hospitals. Tanya had fallen out of contact with her relatives, and when she vanished, the silence was total. She became a woman with no one to claim her, and her daughter became a child with no one to mourn her. That's how you stay a Jane Doe for 28 years. That's how your killer walks free. The identification came through DNA. In 2020, investigators submitted forensic evidence to Ortham, a lab specializing in genetic genealogy. Previous attempts to build a usable DNA profile had all failed. The samples were too degraded, the technology too limited, but Ortham's scientists managed to reconstruct a comprehensive genealogical profile from what remained. And they sent it to the FBI's forensic genetic genealogy team. And by 2022, the FBI had a likely match. By 2023, Nassau County detectives were traveling to interview relatives and collect comparison samples. And by 2024, they had confirmation. Peaches was Tanya Denise Jackson. Baby Doe was Tatiana Marie Dykes. The family was notified. Tanya and Tatiana were finally laid to rest in Alabama. Tanya received full military honors, the flag, the salute, the recognition she was owed as someone who served her country. And in April of 2025, Nassau County held a press conference to announce the identifications publicly. They showed photos, they asked for tips, they offered a $25,000 reward, and they mentioned almost in passing that Tatiana's father was alive and cooperating with the investigation. He was not considered a suspect at that time. His name was Andrew Dykes. Let's be clear about what happened next, because the timeline matters. In April of 2025, police publicly identified Tanya and Tatiana. They acknowledged that Andrew Dykes, Tatiana's father, was cooperating. They did not consider him a suspect. 7 months later, here, December 2025, Andrew Dykes was arrested near Tampa, Florida, and charged with two counts of murder. What changed? Well, the indictment sealed, so we don't know the specifics. But we know this. Investigators tracked Dykes down in part because of his last name, Tatiana Marie Dykes. The child carried her father's surname. That was one of the threads that led them to him. Once they pulled that thread, whatever they found was enough to charge him with killing both the mother and the child. He's 66 years old now. He's been living in Florida, apparently undisturbed for years. He appeared before a judge on Thursday and is currently sitting in Hillsborough County Jail awaiting extradition to Long Island. His attorney's name hasn't been released. The Nassau County District Attorney's Office declined to comment on the details of the case as of now. But here's what we can say. Andrew Dykes allegedly murdered his girlfriend and their two-year-old daughter. He allegedly dismembered Tanya Jackson's body, separated her remains across multiple locations, and disposed of their child along the same stretch of highway where a serial killer would later dump his own victims. Whether that was coincidence or calculation or even him, we don't know. And whether Dykes knew that Ocean Parkway was already a graveyard, or whether he simply found the same desolate quarter that Rex Huerman would discover years later, we don't know. What we know is that for 28 years, the assumption that Peaches belonged to the Gilgo Beach killer allowed her actual killer to live his life in Florida, if it's him, undisturbed, cooperating when asked, never once under serious suspicion. Again, innocent until proven guilty. I'd be interested to hear the actual evidence here, because as of now, we haven't heard jack. Rex Huerman is still facing trial for seven murders. Sandra Costella in 93, Valerie Mack in 2000, Jessica Taylor in 2003, Maureen Brainerd Barnes in 2007, and Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, and Amber Lynn Costello between 2009 and 2010. He's pled not guilty to all of it. His wife has filed for divorce and is selling the family home in Massapequa Park, the same house where prosecutors believe God knows what may have happened there when his family was out of town. His daughter has spoken publicly about her father, about the life she thought she knew. The trial will be big. The evidence, the planning documents, the post-event checklist, the DNA, the cell phone data is extensive. Huerman may well spend the rest of his life in prison. But Huerman, according now, didn't kill Tanya Jackson. He didn't kill Tatiana Dykes. And the years spent assuming he did, the years when Peaches was just another presumed victim of the Long Island serial killer, those years led Andrew Dykes to disappear into Florida obscurity. That's the thing about pattern recognition. It works until it doesn't. You see four bodies in burlap along Ocean Parkway, and when you find the fifth body nearby, you assume it belongs to the same killer, right? You build a narrative that makes sense of this horror, and you stop looking for alternative explanations. Tanya Jackson and her daughter were never the Gilgo Beach's killer's victims. They were someone else's victims entirely. Someone who was right there the whole time, answering questions, cooperating with authorities, living free, while a 26-year-old Army veteran and her toddler rotted in evidence lockers as Jane Doe's. Tanya Jackson served her country. She came home, she had a daughter, and then she was erased. Dismembered, scattered, reduced to a tattoo on a torso in a plastic container. Her daughter was 2 years old. She never had a chance to become anything, to grow into anyone. She was baby Doe for 14 years. A set of small bones wrapped in a blanket found in the same sand where grown women were buried by a monster who wasn't even her monster. The Gilgo Beach investigation revealed a lot of uncomfortable truths about Long Island, about how certain women are valued and how certain disappearances are investigated, but it also created a shadow that other crimes could hide in. Ocean Parkway wasn't just Rex Heuermann's dumping ground. It was a place where multiple killers disposed of women they thought no one would miss. And for 28 years, that assumption held. No one was looking for Andrew Dykes because everyone was looking for the serial killer. Now he's in custody. Now Tanya Jackson has her name back. Now Tatiana Marie Dykes is no longer baby Doe. They've been buried properly with family, with honors. The silence that protected their killer for nearly three decades has finally broken. But here's a question that lingers. How many other cases are out there? Folded into larger investigations, assumed to belong to one monster when they actually belong to another. How many killers are living quiet lives in Florida or Ohio or Texas? Cooperating when asked, never seriously suspected because their victims were found in the wrong place at the wrong time and got absorbed into someone else's story. Tanya Jackson was 26. Her daughter was 2. They deserve to be found, they deserve to be named, and they deserved an investigation that saw them as individuals, not as accessories to a serial killer's body count. It took 28 years, but someone is finally answering for what happened to them, and it's not Rex Heuermann. If you think of this today, it's running through my mind. This happened in 1997. So, yeah, that's what I thought. I want to make sure my math was right there. Simple math, but I want to make sure it was right. Tatiana would be 30 years old today. I mean, think of that. If you're listening to this, you may be easily younger than her, and you're thinking of this two-year-old. She'd be a 30-year-old woman today. Life stolen by another monster. It's always important, though, to make sure that we get all the monsters, not just the loudest ones. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. Greatly appreciate your thoughts on this case. Hit subscribe while you are there. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, or you use Apple Podcasts at any point in your day, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski and leave us a review there. We'd really appreciate that. Helps other folks find out about our commentaries and our research and our reporting, and your kind words do help a lot. So if you wouldn't mind, Apple Podcasts review there. Thank you for your time on that. Until next time, my name is Tony Brewski. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.